Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Tuesday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein.
Oh, you're back now, are you, after your four-day jolly?
Well, yeah, obviously, you can hear my voice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, you can check me out on Drive later today from 4 p.m. And so we begin with reaction with the West London Derby in the Premier League, where Thomas Frank's Brentford beat Fulham. The match was live on TalkSport. If you don't believe me, here's your proof, son.
That is the final whistle. Brentford have won the West London Derby and they take further strides on this unbeaten run. Now 12 in the Premier League and maybe, just maybe,
here
for a club
go.
That was in League Two some years ago, Europe could be a possibility.
And I'm just wondering, Brentford, can they actually make it into Europe? Well, I mean, they'll be dreaming at the moment.
And here's the former Fulham midfielder, Danny Murphy, with his views.
I think they'll just miss out.
Yeah.
I do. Only because of the quality above them. The reality is, the fact we're having a conversation about them anywhere near Europe is compliment enough. And if they were to do it, you know, he could be up for manager of the season. That's how good an achievement that would be.
Brentford in Europe, could it happen?
We want to end as high as possible, but the big, 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 big focus is the next game. I know it's so boring, but it's like a mantra for us to keep the laser focus. Again, dream, think big, all that, but attitude, where I say confident but humble. So we need to believe in ourselves, need to keep the momentum, but put the hard work in every single day.
On now to the Sports Bar with Jamie O'Hara and Jason Cundy.
Just on the Brentford-Fulham game, massive result for Brentford. Flying high, Thomas Frank, what a job he's doing.
Do you know what, Brentford?
Win the game, dominated it.
Again, they're the sort of side, once they get the noses in front, Brentford, they turn into a little bit of an animal. They turn into the sort of side that they just, everyone's at it. Everyone, and they're organised, they're well-disciplined, get bodies behind the ball. Thomas Frank is a really, really good coach and manager. You can see what he's done there. And they deserve to win, I felt. But Fulham, again, similar. They've had a brilliant season. It's a tough place to go, that.
It is.
They've made it a tough place to go.
Could they get in Europe?
Yeah.
Now, Manchester United were beaten 7-0 at the weekend by rivals Liverpool. I can't be bothered reading anymore. Just play the best bits from Drive with the listeners and all that stuff.
An unbelievable performance from Liverpool in this second half, but as good as they've been, Manchester United, there's a lot of thinking for them to do. Their long winning run and unbeaten run has come to an end.
In some respect, someone should be fired for that. Seven.
Oh, shut. What are you talking about? Who should be fired?
Someone should be.
Who?
Five.
What, the manager?
No, not the manager. I like Eric Ten Hag.
Who can be fired?
But that is a sackable offence. You look, people
no,
were talking
about it. Just things in sport happen that
seven.
Are bonkers.
No, that shouldn't happen. For a club like Manchester United, who are on the up, that could win everything, that type of result shouldn't happen.
I know, but it's a freak result, right?
Seven.
The fact that you're saying it shouldn't means it's a freak.
Andy Goldstein! 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 Can you hear Andy Goldstein? Your boys took one hell of a beating.
How can I say this without sounding? Because I know they're going to clip it.
Make sure you listen to this.
Right.
Make sure you try and understand this.
I would be more concerned at a 3-0 defeat than a 7-0 defeat. I don't
think
this is bad.
Can you repeat
that, please? I'll tell you why I don't think this is bad, right? And
so, just so I can...
Will you keep interrupting me?
Think 3-0 is worse than 7-0?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, and I'll explain why, right? I'll explain why. And you as a professional footballer, maybe you can confirm a little bit for me to help my argument, right? But at 6-0... No, listen to me, Benny.
I'm listening.
At 6-0, if you're a player on that pitch with 10 minutes to go, right? Mm-hmm. Or 20 minutes to go. If you're 6-0 down with 20 minutes to go, the game's over. In your head, the game's over. You're not going to win. Shoulders are dropped, right? you just can't be bothered, right? Would that be fair?
Yeah, you are thinking that, right. Yes.
Okay, that's all I'm asking. With 20 minutes to go at 3-0 down, are you thinking we could nick something here?
No, we're not.
Okay, what about 2-0 down?
2-0, yeah.
Right, so that's my point, right? Is that when you get to a certain number, it doesn't really matter what the scoreline is. So if Liverpool would have won that game 3-0, been dominant for 90 minutes, I'd be sat in today saying, okay, we got stuff for 90 minutes and we lost 3-0. Right? But a 7, it's such a freak result.
Gary Neville, Remy Moses, Gary Bertels, Usain Bolt, Andy Goldstein. Can you hear Andy Goldstein? James Nesbitt, your boy took one. Hell of a beat day. Because it's the biggest game in English football, I think what we need to do is just take a little bit of a step back. I think Liverpool fans need to be happy and, you know, incredibly pleased with what they saw yesterday. And I think somewhere Man United needs to fans need to go home a little bit. But I think eventually, after the next 2 or 3 days, I think it will level a little bit. Where Man United think, you know what, we're top four, won a cup. Liverpool are like, probably get knocked out of the Champions League. Been a disgrace this season. All over the pitch. What we saw there from Man United, Liverpool have delivered more of those type of performances this season than United. Mm. You know, away at Wolves, Brighton. You know, there's been some shameful performances from Liverpool. I think, do you know what? Well done. Congratulations. But that's not the Liverpool we've seen this season. It's just one game. For okay. both of them.
Oh, mate, honestly, I've never been more embarrassed and more disgusted as a Man United fan in 24 years of my life, mate. I thought we'd changed as a football club. I thought Ten Hag had brought in characters. And I never thought that those players were capable of letting us down like that again. I think back to the days of when we were good under Fergie, right? If Liverpool came to Old Trafford, they got beat 2-1 or 3-1 or 2-0. They never allowed themselves to get embarrassed like that. Whereas we do. To get 7 put past you by your local, like your main rivals, it is a disgrace. And everything that has happened up till now, I'm not exaggerating when I say this, Jamie, genuinely, everything that's happened up to now at this point in this season gets overwritten by that kind of result. You can't look past it.
Now, Bruno Fernandes made the headlines for all the wrong reasons for his antics on the field, which included pushing the assistant referee Adam Nunn. Simon Jordan expects the United captain to be punished.
It is not the same as the scenario that Paolo Di Canio got himself involved with. It's a degree of it. And I think you've got two arguments in this. You've got one which says that maybe the referee and the linesman got the temperature of the game and adjusted to the players, and something that we often say is referees don't understand players. There's one argument for that. The bigger argument, really, is there is a brief to respect officialdom. There is a brief to respect the authority of the game. There is an example that needs to be set from the very top of the tree all the way down to the grassroots, where we're seeing people having to wear body cams to stop people from clumping on the side of a pitch on a Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
So with that in mind, the captain of arguably the biggest club in English football, not in achievement terms, but in reputation and repute, should not go unpunished for this. He shouldn't have gone unpunished at the time. And with the benefit of the retrospective outcomes that we have in this country, he should be consequenced, because it's not right. You do not put, you don't raise your hands in any shape or form to an official.
Breaking news on Talk Sport.
We've got some breaking news on Bruno Fernandes. He will not face any action from the FA after that incident involving the linesman during yesterday's game between Liverpool and
Man United.
What a
ridiculous thing, because that is an opportunity for the FA 100%. And the Premier League to talk about grassroots football. We've had people on the show, I do, is Simon and Jim, who've been physically hurt, who've been threatened, who've been abused, for lots of different people coming on the show. We talk about the subject a lot, I'm sure you do.
Yeah.
I know it wasn't, he didn't strike him. I'm not suggesting he did. It's not assault, but it's an example. It's an opportunity for the governing body in charge of football to say, no, you cannot do this and we won't accept it. Instead of brush under the carpet, it's been dealt with. What a bad decision.
It's a poor, poor decision. Danny, you've hit the nail on the head. And I think most people, and certainly those who support officials at grassroots level, would definitely agree with that.
His arms in the air, his lack of discipline, one of the biggest clubs in the world. He's not somebody I would be looking up to in the dressing room. It's somebody who'd be annoying me. Terrific player, by the way. But the way he conducts himself is not how you captain a team. It's not how you lead a team.
Now, Chelsea host Dortmund in the Champions League tonight. It's live on Talk Sport. Here's under pressure Blues boss Graham Potter looking ahead to the game.
Fans are always entitled for their to air their views, and they've been suffering like the rest of us have in terms of with the results we've had. But I thought the reception we had and the support we had at the weekend was fantastic. They were behind the team, and I think they know the importance of the game tomorrow night. They know they want the team to go through, they want the team to progress, and then they know how important they are. Because in the Champions League, away from home, it's tough. We want to make sure that it's tough for Dortmund, and we need our supporters for that.
TalkSport 2 had exclusive ball-by-ball commentary as Bangladesh beat England in the third one-day international, but the tourists still claimed the series 2-1. Cue England skipper Jos Buttler.
Chris Wokes goes for 34. He tried to play the attacking drive. Bangladesh win this third one-day international by 50 runs. Chris Wokes, the last man out, as England, after two wins in this ODI series, fall short in the third match.
Now, an excellent series win. You know, it's a difficult place to come and win, and we know how strong Bangladesh are in their own conditions. So defeat today certainly doesn't take away, you know, what a great series win it is. And I think we've probably had exactly the conditions we'd have liked to play in as well. We've had some slower turning wickets, which has been a great sort of learning period for us, and prove that we can play well in these conditions.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
And we finish with Krista Bournemouth fan and TalkSport breakfast Laura Woods discussing her beloved Arsenal.
In it comes, left-footed in-swinger, headed out to the edge of the box. Nelson brings it down, shoots goal!
You're not actually celebrated that, not just your fans, but when the camera panned to Mikel Arteta, he was running round as if you'd won the Premier League, the Champions League, the FA Cup and the League Cup all on the same day. I mean, the season's not ended yet, and I can't see Arsenal doing it, to be quite honest.
Hey, Chris,
Man City now picking up and actually winning the Premiership this year, which Arsenal are not going to do.
It says Chris is called up, but I think it might be Richard Keys. Can we just double-check that line? I thought we blocked him years ago.
No. You see, there you go, Laura, there you go.
Go on.
Because you're an Arsenal fan doesn't make you the queen of the world.
I tell you what it does do, Chris, though. It gives me the right to sit on here on national radio and talk about the fact that Arsenal have got a much better chance of winning the league than Bournemouth do. And where are Bournemouth at the moment? Bottom of the table. And guess what? That win, maybe they celebrated it because it keeps them in the league charge. Maybe that's why they celebrated it, Chris. Chris, I'm afraid what also another one of my powers as the Queen of England on TalkSport is to cut you off because we've run out of time.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app, whatever you get your podcast from. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show today at 4 p.m. and after us, of course, it's Chelsea against Dortmund in the Champions League. There will be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport daily podcast app. Plus, anyone wants to do what we've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.